You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions and student voices.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse this Friday evening. We have been over a couple of topics now, but Darina, you're now going to take us through the latest one, which is about a missing backpacker who from recently in New Zealand.
That's correct. The 22-year-old Grace Milan from Essex, she vanished in New Zealand six days ago. The missing backpacker was last seen at a hotel with a male companion, the police have revealed. And the detectives in the Auckland say that they have spoken to the man and have identified an apartment at the City Life Hotel as a location of interest. Miss Milan, who graduated from the University of Lincoln in September, had been traveling alone in New Zealand for 2 weeks following a six-week group trip through South America. She had booked to stay at the base backpackers hostel in central Auckland until 8th of December. She is known to have made plans to travel after that to other parts of the country, followed by a trip to Australia. However, she has vanished, and this is pretty, you know, concerning. So my question to you is, do you think it's safe nowadays to travel alone, backpacking abroad, just by yourself, and especially for girls, is that still okay in this day and age?
I have a question. She was just alone in the whole backpacking trip, or she had a group of other people that were just by themselves, but they were kind of in a troop, you know?
She was by herself, but she was following group.
So she wasn't alone, like she was with someone.
Well, she traveled alone, but she was following other backpackers, I guess, no?
Yeah, I think looking at it, she'd gone, she was by herself individually, she didn't have any friends with her, but she was in a collective group, I think, looking at this.
Yeah. And so that's been better.
I mean, just other loners as her, basically. Not loners, but like, you know, solo travelers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what do you think about that? Like, would you do it after you graduate, or do you think it's safe to do it, especially you girls?
Personally, I think I wouldn't do that, because it's not just because I don't feel it's safe. It's just because I don't like to be that much alone at night, for example, in the mountains or in the forest. I would feel scary. I mean, because if it was someone, at least you can, you know, have a contact, interact and have, mm-hmm. you know, like help. But if you're alone, you have to be that brave. For me, personally, I think you have to be so brave to go alone, because, I mean, it's big responsibility for you and for, like, surviving. It's nice, but I would be a bit scary to do that.
What about you?
I disagree. I think it's personally fine. Like, I would be happy to do that. Because everyone's got a mobile phone nowadays. I think providing you're sending regular updates to people back home, it's not a problem. It is just an issue of personal responsibility. Although, of course, that only goes so far. I think this is really interesting, just because the case shows her as a really responsible person. I mean, her father actually said himself that she would be messaging their family every single day. It's just quite an unlikely scenario, I think, to happen. Other opinions on that?
Okay, so personally, I wouldn't go travelling, but just because I don't really like to go travelling that far by myself. However, I think this is quite a good topic to discuss, because a lot of people do end up going abroad and travelling most of the time by themselves after university, like see it as like a gap year or something. I think it's safer in some aspects, because we do have a lot of technology. You can Skype, you can call, and you do have a lot more information about different countries, like emergency numbers, hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. But there's always going to be that element of danger, because you don't know the culture that well. You're not from the place. You don't know anyone there, really. So if anything does happen to you, it's quite hard to know who do you turn to, per se, because not every country acts and behaves the same way as you would find in the UK, for example, with like the police or just emergency overall. So it is a bit scary, but I think it's one of the things where it's quite hard to know what to do, per se, because she was contacting her family all the time, so they didn't know where she was. It's just one night and it happens, and now we don't know where she is. So it's quite difficult to say what you'll do.
Actually, her father created the Facebook page called Help Find Grace, so you can follow it and, you know, just try to help. I think it's pretty dangerous nowadays because, you know, there are many freaks out there. I mean, you just can't be sure. You can't be, like, completely sure that nothing's going to happen to you. So I guess one thing you might do before you decide to travel alone is, you know, to have some kind of a cold word with your family. For example, if you're in danger and you somehow, like, read a phone or something, if something, like, unfortunately is happening to you, you can just say something, you know, something like, whatever, the weather is perfect or something like this, you know, just some kind of a cold sentence. This is actually pretty helpful because I've learned that in one voluntary academy that I had a training at. It was about the human trafficking, especially for girls, girls like her who just travel alone, and then some boys just find them and offer them whatever deal, and they end up, you know, being victims of human trafficking. So it's really good to be prepared, you know, just in case.
Yeah. And it's quite scary as well. Like, I mean, I think ultimately it comes down to as well as, like, who do you trust per se? Like, when you're in a completely new country, you want to experience the culture and experience everything. But that means when you're by yourself, I mean, you can go to a bar and then you don't know who's safe and who to trust because, like, everyone could be nice and friendly, but you don't know what their intentions are. Or you could even be somewhere like a shopping centre and you just don't know who to talk to because you're by yourself, you want to make new friends, but you don't know who's actually going to look after you and be safe and who's got really bad intentions.
So maybe it's too good to have someone with you, no?
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, there are some people that like to travel alone, and I mean, I don't blame them because it's nice for some people to, you know, make new contacts because they feel more free when they, in the new environment, they don't know anyone. Mm. I mean, it's good for them, but I think they just have to be more secured about the culture, about the language, like, you know, the basic... maybe phrases that they can use in a danger or, like, if they need... Because, like, I know, like, the travelers, when they do, like, big trips and they have to, you know, make sure that they know at least something, you know, at the back of their mind, the basic phrases, the danger phrases, the numbers and everything. But, like, there are some people who don't pay attention to that and they just go and take backpack and travel to the country they have never been to. They don't know the language, don't know the... Even, like, you know, how to say, like, hi... I want to get water. Like, you know, I think if you're doing that well, you're going to be okay with that.
I also think, interestingly, though, it's important to remember that this is New Zealand. This isn't Timbuktu.
Yeah.
This is a highly westernised English-speaking country. But no, I understand. I definitely agree with your point. But it, I suppose it's what makes this case even more peculiar. Yes.
It's still a different country. It's still different people. And they have different... I mean, like, different culture. I mean, even they can understand... Like, they speak English. They can understand you. But maybe they have some dialect. They have something that you... You know.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we can say, okay, if the English-speaking countries, we can travel freely. You know, where they do speak English. But you have to bear in mind that this is different. It's like different land. The people are different. Everything is different. And if they don't speak English, it doesn't mean that they could do something. The danger is everywhere. It's not like in other countries.
I mean, my friend got pickpocketed last night, £40, just in Nottingham, so... Dangerous everywhere.
Oh my god.
Market Square. But that's a bit off topic.
Oh my god.
No, but it is relevant in the sense that, like, you just always need to be careful whenever you are. And it's actually just interesting that listening to all you guys discuss, actually. Because personally, I probably would actually take the route if I wouldn't actually ever want to travel alone. I would usually go with a friend. I mean, most times whenever I've been on holiday, just sort of in Europe or stuff, backpacking, it's usually just been at least, you know, myself, at least one friend, if not more. But that is actually really interesting. I mean, the big point, though, which I'm glad you touched on there, Ali, was the point about it being in New Zealand. That was something which had occurred to me, that this is a country which, quite often, I mean, I'd have thought, considering she'd been in South America up until then, if you were the parents, you'd have thought, possibly, a bit naively and a bit sort of, you know, maybe that, well, when she's got to New Zealand, it's sort of a bit more of a westernized country.
They
might
a bit
be
of relief. There,
yeah, they. I thought that. This is URN.
This is URN.